are born slim and stay that way. Others, sooner or later, have fatness thrust upon them and try everything they know to shed it. Millions nowadays want to get back their youthful lines, of which they're reminded on every beach. To be slim again, countless women are dieting, exercising, and worrying. Every paper and magazine you pick up tells how to do it. And still, middle-aged spread remains unconquered. Even to find shops catering for her, the outsized woman has to search hard. And yet we learn it is possible to become, if not slim, at any rate slimmer. Eat fat is the revolutionary advice of Dr. McCarnes.
Guys, and welcome back to Napalm Nanny in the Shack. I am your host, the one, the only Napalm Nanny. And this week, I wanted to look into ladies' fashion. And I know people may consider my obsession with clothing and accessories superficial, but the way I see it, what we choose to wear or not to wear is a huge signifier of our identity. And beyond that, clothing holds hidden pieces of history. And one unsuspecting piece is the article of clothing women have a love-hate relationship with, is the brassiere. Carice Crosby is credited with patenting the first modern bra in 1914. So while she was getting ready for a ball, she donned a stiff corset and corset cover under a sheer evening gown. Unhappy with a boxy look, she opted to make her own bra with two handkerchiefs and a pink ribbon. The new bra design was an absolute hit and began to grow in popularity. However, her success was short-lived due to her husband's insistence to sell her patent to Warner Brothers Corset Company for $1,500. And Crosby's invention would further gain widespread use due to war efforts. The War Industries Board's corset ban freed women to work at physically demanding factory jobs. And along with comfort, the metal used to construct corsets was redirected to make ammunition and military supplies. A total of 28,000 pounds of steel from corsets was used to build two battleships. And these bras were initially a one-size-fits-all, having been made out of stretchable material. And historians credit William and Ida Rosenthal to introducing the A, B, C, and D cup system in the late 1920s and early 1930s. So the old boob holders hold some interesting historical insight, as it clearly has evolved due to societal norms and needs. The future for this article of clothing is unclear, but as Danish fashion historian Rudolf Christian Albert Broby Johnson predicted in his piece The Obituary for the Bra, written in 1969, it will become obsolete. And before you consider me obsolete, here's this week's playlist. Enjoy, guys.
Shake. One more time.
And much like how people use clothing and accessories to make a statement, people use body modification to permanently make statements about their individuality. The use of needles, ink, and jewelry is one way to express ourselves. I know my tattoos and old piercings mean something to me and hold snippets of my personal history. But some tattoos and piercings connect an individual to something even greater. The Inuit women bear markings throughout their bodies to signify womanhood and a profound connection to their culture. One set of tattoos connects back to Inuit origin stories. And as legend has it, the sea goddess Sedna called for her father for help after she married a raven. They escaped in a boat, but the raven created rocky waters for his runaway bride. And Sedna's father is furious at his daughter for the danger she has brought to them, so he throws her overboard, and she clings onto the side of the boat, so he begins to chop off her fingertips, her knuckles, her hands, and so forth. So the pieces of Sedna that fall into the water then transforms into seals, whales, and other sea life. As Martha Kiak, an Inuit fashion designer who teaches Inuit history in Ottawa, puts it, "When you see the tattoos on the hands and arms, you'll see the lines that indicate where she was chopped. It's very spiritual and an ancient practice that was done all across the Arctic in all Inuit land, Alaska, Canada, and Greenland." And the significance and importance of these types of tattoos only heightened during colonization. Authorities banned various indigenous cultural practices, including tattoos. So, naturally, people like the tribes throughout the Pacific Northwest created jewelry with the same symbols and patterns to cover their markings while still expressing their culture. And I can spend hours upon hours digging into the history, but I don't want to keep you from the rest of the playlist. Enjoy!
I get a feeling that's so hard to bear. You give me fever. Ven cerca, un poquitito más cerca, que te quiero abrazar y besar. Ven cerca, ven cerca, un poquitito más cerca, quiero sentirte aquí junto a mí. Ven cerca, quiero tomar tu mano y hacerte comprender. Y cuando bese tu boca, sentirte estremecer. Vida, no te separes, en los demás no repares. Solo piensa que estás junto a mí una vez más. Acércate ya más, más de lo que ya estás. Cuando te tenga más cerca, te voy a trastornar. Ven cerca, mal no te de tratar. Quiero sentirte cerca, tu aliento respira. Ven cerca, un poquitito más cerca. Casi, casi, pero falta.
Thank you.
So that's it for me this week, kids. And I can't say this enough. Thank you so much for listening in and for all the support. It really means the world to me. And if you want to reach out to me and see this as more than just a voice transmitted through your speakers, find me on Instagram and Twitter under Napalm Nanny in the Shack. So till next week, I am your host, the one, the only Napalm Nanny. Stay safe out there, guys.